foreign folks, but they make up a disproportionate share of the kind of high-tech, high-talent, high-contribution, high-paying folks. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, it's really sort of interesting in terms of whether or not we've really turned the corner. I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see what happens.
It's all relative. Here in Michigan and in Cleveland,
yeah.
You're looking like you're turning the corner.
I love that. I absolutely love that. I think the most, you know, it's so interesting because when you look at the data over the last 20 years, 22 years, we finally made progress in terms of more people were moving into the region than moving out of the region. So that, you know, in comparison to my sister cities here, that obviously is pretty dramatic and quite telling, right? I mean, we want to peel that back. And over there's a couple of interesting pieces to that. One is, and through some work that we've been doing with the Cleveland Federal Reserve, which is in our district, is I've been asking them to sort of peel that back. What does it look like? What's the data? What's it look like in terms of earnings and income? You peel that back a little bit and you compare the percent of foreign-born in large metro areas and who have at least a bachelor's degree, and the data that they've shared with me is good since 2007. Pittsburgh's the highest, so the highest percentage is when you compare to what would be sort of our sister benchmark cities, and that includes Buffalo, Chicago, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Detroit. So we have the highest amount of foreign-born who have at least a...
Which is 50%, if I'm looking at the graph. This might be something we should get
we should share with
the phone.
The graph. So it is at least 50%. So what's interesting about that is the story that while as a region and even as a metro area, we realized that during the period of these last 20 years, and even though we did mimic our sister cities here as being a melting pot, you know, 50, 60 years ago in terms of diversity and having 83 distinct ethnic groups that were, you know, absolutely viable and vital and separate churches and, you know, really rich communities. We don't have that today. What's interesting is that we've really only had about 2 to 3% of foreign-born actually move and represent our region over the last 20 years. And it's not something that I think collectively we've been, you know, proud of. I think we've just been so hunkered down as a community trying to figure out how to levitate the information and healthcare economy and drive innovation that we've sort of missed understanding what is this next wave of opportunities in terms of immigration. So we have been able to retain, I think we're ranked like 17th, to retain 25 to 34-year-olds that are educated beyond, you know, graduating college. And we've attracted them and we've been able to sort of keep them through these last 5 to 10 years. The question will be for us is we have to have a diverse region and city to make sure that we keep those people here, because that is what drives their own interests and their own propensity to know that there's a vital